Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're recording!
We're recording!
Hey everybody! Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose!
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And if you're on video, you are seeing us live from my bedroom.
Oh yeah!
Lord! Try something a little different, you know. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah! Hopefully you guys like it.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
It looks cute. It's a throwback to our first photo shoot.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we had some good pictures on here.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to catch some pictures today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man.
Anyways,
guys.
We're here to talk Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Can I kick us off? Because I have some thoughts.
Sure. Yeah.
We need to retire the word bully.
I know.
I'm so tired of this.
Or do we need a thesaurus?
We need to drop a thesaurus on the table for the ladies for them to find other words.
I
felt for Maria this episode.
Me too.
I really did.
Me too.
I think all of Twitter did as well.
Yeah.
Because this was some bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And I thought she was going to be the one that was going to get on my nerves this season. Because
me too.
She's like a little extra and you know doing the most. But I fell for her.
Yeah, me too.
Medina, Sydney, Leah, all three of you can get my Becky of the Week. For this bullshit this week.
Well,
I have more thoughts on this later, but I just want to start there.
Okay.
I'm so tired of this.
Yeah.
Just the overuse of that word.
Yeah.
Other than that, I actually like a lot of the girls this season.
I know. Me too.
It's a good little group.
Yeah. Me too. This would be really unfortunate if they canceled Bachelor in Paradise.
Because
there's a good group of ladies.
I like these ladies. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Yeah.
Edwina, Kelsey A, Caitlin, Jen, Rachel. We got to see all of them this episode.
Oh, yeah. Love Rachel. Yeah.
Love Rachel. Fab girls.
Yeah.
Despite the whack-ass drama of this episode, we got to see a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. I don't know how they figured out the editing to create that balance.
To make us like people? How weird.
People. I know. It's to create enough time left to still see all of those ladies and get the drama in.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they fit everything in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at it. And then my last thought, Joey, this episode is getting a little ragdolled by these producers.
Oh my God, the poor thing. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Him confronting Medina about what was going on in the house was just so stupid and clunky and like, it was obviously meant to start drama, and he obviously doesn't care, but
I know.
It's like forced to stir this up, and Medina fell into it, and then here we go. Him later talking to Sydney about what's going on in the house, then talking to Maria, and Maria straight up was like, you didn't ask Sydney the appropriate questions, because now you looking here like Boo Boo the Fool. And I'm telling you that this is a bullshit. And he immediately believed Maria because he was like, like, none of this makes sense. You're right. Sydney's fucking lying, right? Okay, great. Like, you can just see.
Aww.
He felt so dumb in that moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my one thing. Joey's been doing great. I think this is the first episode where I was like, don't let these producers get you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them fool you. Don't let them make you out to look like a fool.
Yeah.
You don't care about this drama. Mm-hmm. You don't care about Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what type of contract they got where he has to make certain decisions or whatnot.
No, he has to. I mean, I think they just say this is her rose.
Yeah.
So
that's
save
that.
It for the last one.
Yeah. But him sitting with Medina and like pressing her on the house, that, what is that?
I don't know.
Like, that was fully
sponsored by KFC.
That was so it kind of like I was throwing back a little bit. I almost want to go back and not rewatch the season, but look back at moments. Colton. As much as we clown Colton.
That season was fantastic.
That season was fantastic. we got the fence jump moment. He was just so tired of their bullshit.
Yeah.
I want to like look back and see how much like strongholding they were doing to him up until he jumped the damn fence and he just got fed up.
And ran in the fields of Portugal. How fabulous was
that? How fabulous was that? But yeah, here you could see Joey getting just like ragdolled. And
Like,
damn, they got you on this tight contract that you got to do. You have to do certain things they tell you to do.
That sucks.
But anyways. In terms of what I'm excited to talk about this episode. If you're attracted to my enemy, could you also be attracted to me?
That was my same question. Because I loved her. Very definitive. If you like her, you don't like me. Love it.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about that because I'm like kind of split.
Yeah, same.
I'm a bit split, but we'll talk about it later in the episode.
Yeah.
Friend, what are your initial thoughts?
What do I think? Yeah. So I had very similar thoughts about Maria. Maria has really turned around. I think she is just so self-aware. You can't fault her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's so self-aware that she's extra that you can't say like, bitch, you doing too much, you extra, because she already said it first. And I really like that about her. And I really like that about anybody who goes on reality TV for the past like 3.5 years. You know, you have to be really self-aware. And I think she's doing it right. Sydney, however, just deserves all the clowning that she's getting, unfortunately. Because to be so unself-aware, but also like self-righteous.
Yes. Wrong and strong. Woo, like, the definition.
That's a strange place to be, especially as a pageant girl. I just don't see those girls as being as being like a Sydney. But maybe, I don't know, maybe she's too far up on her own ass. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then as far as that drama went, Joey, honey, if you are apologizing to all parties involved, he said sorry to Medina, Sydney, and Maria. You can't say sorry to all three of those people.
You done goofed.
He knew he did. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, Joseph. Oh my God. That was so, so sad and unfortunate.
Yeah.
And then my last thought was the last little bit, the right after the preview, was Jesse's best hosting I've ever seen, and there was no one there.
During the credits.
Yeah.
Him, the little bit. That little KFC
bit.
That
yeah. Was I was cute. Like, oh, damn, I see what people are talking about. Now.
3 episodes into the 28th season. His 5th or 6th season of hosting.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he is kind of funny.
A little personality.
Yeah,
I saw
a little personality.
A little bit, yeah.
How lovely. Never see it again.
He's working harder than Chris Harrison. I will give him that.
Yes,
I will give him that. He does bring a little bit of humor, a little bit of levity, a little something. Something in the way that Chris brought us absolutely nothing. So, yeah.
I hear you. And then my lesson learned was the same.
Okay.
Yeah, there was no... That one-on-one date was, like, fine. I couldn't really find anything else. But that...
That's the ultimate question.
That question that she gave him, I was like, oh.
Oh.
I never
solve this once and for all.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Especially with men and women, I feel like it's different. I feel like it's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll chat. Okay. So before we dive into the recap, I do have some Bachelor Nation.
What's going on? What are we going to talk about?
So we got to talk about Brian Abasolo is working them comments on IG, girl.
For someone who's a chiropractor with his own entrepreneurial business, just trying to make it in today's economy. My goodness.
He's stay up in them comments. So we'll talk about that. We got to talk about this music video that Daisy was in.
We have to talk about Daisy in general.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So more there.
Yeah.
Another Bachelor DEI nightmare. They just can't get away.
Yo!
Now they come for the Asian cast members. I can't. And then we'll talk real quick, because I don't even know if my heart could take it. Wendy Williams, that documentary.
Oh my Lord, have mercy.
In other news.
Yeah.
And then Love is Blind, that flop of a... Instagram campaign they was doing.
Of that collab?
That collab. we gotta talk about that. Yeah. That fake ass that was show that they were trying to promote.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy pre-show hot takes on all that goodness, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. Head to patreon.com/2BlackGirlsNumber1Rose. Patreon, you can also watch us on video. You can see us sitting here on my bed. Our new little recording space. Yeah. You could also watch our current rewatch of Insecure Season 2. Try out a Patreon. Season 1, sorry.
Yeah.
Try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial.
Yeah. And
shout out to the Rose Garden.
Love you.
Love you guys. All right. Let's dive into the recap.
Let's do it.
Okay. So cold open, Joey's sitting with the ladies. He's confronting them about bully allegations and drama happening in the house. And he says it scares him. And
yeah.
Like, what are y'all doing to my Joey?
I know.
So the next day, or I mean... flash forward, whatever, flashback. Whatever. All the ladies are sitting around talking about their love for Joey, blah, blah, blah. Maria is happy that her and Sydney had a misunderstanding, seemed to squash it. Sydney, on the other hand, is talking shit.
She needs to stay here for another week, so she has to drill this out.
So the host stops by. He has some news. There'll be 2 group dates, 1 one-on-one date, and he drops off a date card for the group date, which has Edwina, Kelsey A, Lexi, Allison Medina, Chris Aaliyah, Sydney Maria, and says, I'm looking for my Mrs. Wright. Love, Joey. Now, they all meet up with Joey at some type of theater auditorium. There's like a big sign that says Mrs. Wright. I knew this was a pageant.
I know, which I hate.
Yeah.
I hate it.
This one wasn't too bad.
It wasn't, yeah. Well,
we've seen worse, I feel like. But yeah, he says he's invited some ladies to join and outwalk Askin, April, Susan, Kathy, and Nancy.
Oh, they hate God.
To, like, Askin. Like,
that's not catching. That's not sticky.
That'll make fetch happen.
Yeah.
Just give them their
names. And now it's just skin.
Now it's just skin.
The defamed April.
I know. Oh, God. So yeah, they let the ladies know they're doing a pageant. They have an hour to prep. And 3 categories: a lazy Sunday outfit, they have a question and answer, and then a talent show. Sydney was Miss Massachusetts Teen.
Oh, that was a while ago. Okay. She's 28.
Okay.
That was a while ago. Okay. So, I didn't know it was Miss Massachusetts 12
years ago. Teen.
Oh, Sydney.
But she just knows she has this in the bag. She just knows. And I think she was, which is kind of interesting because we've had seasons before it was like,
Full
pageant girls.
Whatever season Hannah B was on,
there was mad pageant. Yes,
so many.
She knew somebody before. Yes.
Kaylin, Dean and Kaylin. She was a pageant girl.
Oh, she was.
What's her face? Fucking, what's this one? The one who Colton stalked?
Oh, Cassie.
Cassie? I think she was a pageant girl. I think so, because her and Kaylin knew each other.
Yeah, either way, there was a lot in that season.
A lot.
Yeah. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. This season, we just got Sydney.
Yeah.
The old dusty Massachusetts team from 2006. the pageant kicks off, live studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would crush this.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the strategy is you just can't take it seriously.
You have to embarrass yourself.
You have to embarrass yourself. Mm-hmm. That will bring you far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what my talent would have been, but something to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Like,
just think about what you're not good at and do one of those.
And do that, just lean in heavy. So, they do the Sunday chill loungewear, whatever. The Q&A, they ask Sydney, have you ever faked it?
That's a bold
A bold question for ABC. And then in front of this live studio audience, grandma's in here.
Yeah.
Joey, like,
he's grandma.
I mean, I don't want to answer that in front of Kathy and the rest of them. Kelsey A, you're trapped in an elevator. Joey, what would you do?
Yeah, they were all really sexy questions. I would have answered in a really non-sexy way.
And I think some of them, I think they set up Lexi to, like, win this.
Her
question was, best quality about Joey.
Yeah, right.
No sexual innuendos. She just gave a nice, honest, beautiful-sounding answer. Like, she didn't have to say anything, but he's sincere and genuine, which is all she said.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounded great. Now for the talents. Our girl Edwina.
Why did she do that?
She's leaning in heavy.
She did, but not heavy enough, because I didn't know if it was a joke or not.
I know. She was actually really trying to sing.
Oh!
I know. Sang a little original song. It was cringe, but it was cute.
What would you have done? Yeah, it was cute.
I don't know. I really thought about this. I'm like, what the hell is my talent? Do some cartwheels around the stage? I have no idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
That, right?
Yeah.
Cartwheels, like, fake split, but I can't.
Yeah.
Tumble, like,
that always works.
A little round off. Yeah. And then I, like, oh, my knee hurts. Pop my hip. Yeah. A little handstand, but then I fall out. Like, I'm going to do some tumbling. And then you just, like, literally tumble around. What would you do?
I would probably try to do poetry.
Girl.
Oh yeah. I would have been like, I absolutely hate poetry. So here's my poem. Like
a little haiku.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh my God. So Sydney, Miss Massachusetts teen.
Uh-huh.
She just knew she ate with this.
Okay.
She did her little cheer routine.
She had pigtails in her everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She spelled Joey, J-O-E-Y. And the crickets were so loud.
They were screaming. It was 2 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, girl, silence.
Silence.
Ooh.
Oh, that was so, so crazy.
Man.
And she was taking it seriously. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's where you mess up. You gotta lean in and make it a joke.
Now, and Edwina laughed.
Tweena's one of my favorites. She don't give a fuck.
It reminds me so much of Kelly.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. She
Kelly would have laughed.
Could just can't even help her, though. These girls are ridiculous. And she can't stand Sydney, so she's like, fuck that.
Oh my God. I came up with a new sound. Not sound. A new title.
Okay.
I gave Edwina hosting the cookout.
Yes.
Because we can't invite her.
Yes.
So no. I will host you. She's you get hosting duties.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah, Edwina, she's that bitch. I love her.
Yeah.
I am gonna give an invite to the cookout.
Oh, to whomst?
Lexi.
Oh, for the talent.
Brilliant.
Yeah, this is good.
Fucking smart.
Yeah.
I mean, so her talent was being the world's best kisser. So she basically just got to make out with Joey.
In front of everybody. In
front of everybody. Yep. Of course she won, because that was bold as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very smart. That type of strategy, that type of just kind of like yoking the narrative and stealing your time and doing it in a way that isn't not really disrespecting anybody.
Is it not?
We're here. We're all making out with him. You guys just happen to see it here in front of you.
That's true.
But this was my talent and this was a smart decision. You fucking wish you did it too. Like, that's all it is. They can't be mad.
Yeah.
So they go into the cocktail party. Of course, the ladies are big mad that Lexi won.
Yeah. Everybody's
like, that's not a talent.
I embarrassed myself. I know Sydney was pissed.
I know she was.
Oh, Lord.
And they're just mad they didn't think of it first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's true. That's all it is.
Right.
And yeah, Sydney. So they're all talking about, you know, Lexi, whatever. And Sydney's like, well, Lexi's my girl, so I'm not going to talk shit. Edwina's like, I say this to her face.
Yeah,
I'm not even talking shit.
Yeah.
See how she just tried to start drama?
Just trying to start drama.
I don't want to talk shit. Who's talking shit?
Yeah.
Lexi can walk in right now and I'd say the same goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she ain't going to take it no type of way because it's not a big deal.
Yeah. And this is a Joey decision.
Right. So shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So Joey and Lexi are sitting. He tells her he awarded her because she was like clearly out of her comfort zone and he wanted to acknowledge that. And you know, they have such a natural connection. They kiss and blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see it, personally.
I know, me either. Okay. But I want her to be Bachelorette so bad because she's 30.
She's the oldest ones, yeah. She's, like, a bit stoic.
Yeah.
Doesn't really smile much.
Yeah.
I assume she's having a good time.
I don't know. She seems to be actually very sarcastic and dry.
I remember
she was last week. She was like, "I'm an artist. I have stuff in museums." And you turn around, it was a kid's painting.
Yeah,
like she's really sarcastic.
Okay,
and she's also 30. Also 30. And she's dealing with these girls who have a really immature lens on life.
Feel to them.
So I think she's just kind of saving everything for Joey by top 10. Mm-hmm. I think we're gonna see real Lexi.
See more. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Kelsey A, love her. Got to see her.
Love her. Love her.
She's so pretty. I just love her hair.
I love her hair. I love her outfits.
Outfit. Ah. Her big little ears. She got some big ears. They're so cute, I've though. I've never seen them. Whenever she has her hair pulled back, yeah. You'll see. She Aww. Got some little ears on her. Aww. But she's so pretty. But yeah, he says he's super excited about her. He can't mm-hmm. even describe it. Mm-hmm. He's surprised how excited he feels for her, even though they haven't had a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. He said she was striking.
Again?
No. What, I'm yeah, just reminding
yeah.
y'all.
Yeah.
He said she was striking. Yeah. So he is like, just waiting for that one-on-one. Mm-hmm. She's going to go far just regardless.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting that some people just have that. Yeah. Like a version of love at first sight type
I
thing?
Think so. I think it's like, damn, you're my exact type.
Yeah. In life. Okay. Yeah.
Like, and physical you're type. Physical.
Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe she has that like southern girl next door. She probably thing got a little accent likes. Going. Yeah.
Okay.
And she's got some. And like we said yesterday, I forget what podcast we were on mm-hmm. She's All Bashed. Mm-hmm. Slitting our DMs. Takes a joke.
Yeah.
Nice girl.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. So that was Kelsey. Mm-hmm. Edwina, he hit Edwina with the hug.
I know she's gonna be the mole. I think she's gonna be the mole, yeah. And she's gonna make it to like 15, 12, and then he's gonna get rid of her as soon as Sydney and Medina drama is over. He's gotta get rid of her.
Edwina,
yeah.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like if you're not getting a kiss by now, it's Oof. Kind of a done deal.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I'd eliminate myself. I gotta go. How embarrassing. I had to watch you mix out with Lexi for her DK talent. And now you gonna hit me with a church hug?
And it's we don't want a group date, so she got a little moment with him.
Yeah.
So by now y'all should be
But she doesn't really talk about her childhood trauma.
Yeah, I know. That Girl. Was not really the time for a makeout, I don't think. Now, let's see. Maria. Maria gets her time. Mm-hmm. Joey is super intrigued by Maria. Mm-hmm. She's got the Black Widow type of look.
She dark also hair, is
a lot of personality.
Just Megan Fox.
A Megan Fox, like, effect. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then she's very, like, forward. She sits down. She's like, I got a bone to pick with you. Mm-hmm. Just goes into it, which I like.
Me too.
I really like.
Me too.
She's, like, pretending like she's not on a show trying to win his love. And it's just like, she's like her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But there's something to that. And she's like, it's at the end of the day, this is a talent show. Like, what happened? And, you know, he's trying to, like, justify himself. And ended up just, like, praising her for her. She did, like, cartwheels or splits or whatever, though. Mm-hmm. And she shares that she's an introvert.
Lies.
Bold face lie.
Like,
no way.
Ain't no fucking way. You busted out that fucking... Whatever the fuck, tour,
right?
Outfit, yeah. Well, you ain't wearing no bra, no panties, Mm-mm. okay?
So I'm not
introvert. Girl, you was lying, girl. Oh Lord.
But he really likes her. They're making out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now Medina, who hasn't gotten no time with Joey.
No.
Her claim to fame at this point is the drama she had in the house with Maria.
That's what I really hate, is that Medina's claim to fame is that she's the old one mm-hmm. in the drama. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even make sense.
That don't even make sense. So she finally gets her time with Joey. Mm-hmm. And these producers got Joey doing their bidding. Mm-hmm. And he basically just like with Maria, you know, what's going on in the house? Is there anything you want to share? Mm-hmm. You know, seems like you're closed off. Mm-hmm. Like anything you want to share? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And Medina could have very easily, this is why I'm so mad at her. Mm. She could have very easily said, you know, I've had a rough couple days in the house. Okay. I don't want to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
Just dead it. Completely.
Or she could have, if she had to, say, I'm really mad our time was interrupted last time that we sat down, just the two of us together, and that it's been interrupted by all this stuff that's going on in the house, and I really want to share our connection and see if we have something here, you know?
And that's it.
Yeah.
But she fell. She fell right into it. Joey fell into it, and then she tumbled on next to him. It's like, the two of you? God!
Oh Lord.
So she goes riding. You know, I heard this girl saying, you know, something about like, I'm not even that old, which felt very invalidating to me. Mm-hmm. She says she felt bullied. Mm-hmm.
And how are you old and you feel bullied?
How you old
How?
And you feel bullied.
Ain't no way Maria could bully me in this house.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. There's I have done my Saturn return.
Yeah.
Girl, no I'm done. Ain't no way. You can't do this to me.
It's going to take a lot.
A lot.
For me at this ripe age.
Oh, please.
Feel like someone is bullying and attack me. I don't receive it.
No. No. It's all for you, babe.
That's all for you. You wasted your breath on yourself. I don't receive it at all. I don't know you. I don't care about you. I'm here to get this man, and that's it.
That's it.
I was so disappointed in her. I did not expect that out of Medina at all. So Joey's like, are you comfortable sharing? And she says no. So she draws the line there. And so Joey goes back. So then they don't talk about anything. At least we didn't see it. Mm-mm. Her whole time, again, was spent on this. So he goes back to the girls, confronts the ladies, and... You know, his energy is like, he's like, you know, there's something I need to know. I need to know what's going on in the house.
He just seems distracted.
Yeah. So he ends up giving the date rose to Kelsey A. Love her. And he then goes back into the drama and says, you know, the word bully was used and flashed to Maria. Her face was like,
yeah.
Because she knows it's about her. Mm-hmm. She's like, bully? Mm-hmm. Are y'all fucking for real right now? Oh my god. So Joey dips. Medina immediately pipes up and says she's the one that spoke with Joey. She used the word bully. She's like, I didn't call you a bully, Maria, but I said I felt bullied. And Maria's like, how were you bullied?
How?
How? Give me examples, please, for the love of God. Did I say already Medina gets my Becky of the week? I had it in my notes twice. I was just
you
so...
You said it as your first initial
I did. Word. I opened with it. You had it twice. I'm just so annoyed. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just so high-key annoyed that this was the drama that was happening.
Like, yeah.
And she's like, you know, I feel like my feelings are invalidated and... I get it. You're entitled to feel how you feel. No one likes to have their feelings invalidated. You felt bullied. Sure. We gotta find another fucking word.
Yeah.
Because what she was not doing was bullying.
Bullying you. Yeah.
That's enough.
She was trying in her best, most Maria-leg way to uplift you.
In her
that's
own
what
way.
The real gag.
That is what the gag was. She was talking to someone. She was like, how is she? She's not even old.
Yeah, she's not old. I guess I'm old too.
I guess I'm old too.
Yeah.
And that was literally the extent of it.
Yeah.
And Sydney just spun into whatever she wanted to be.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
The youngest one of all of them.
Right.
And now we're here. And I just hate that this is surrounding age. I feel like we're getting to the point of any woman between the ages of like 29 and 38 is like really being, your age is this like spot that's on the spotlight of like, what have you done? Because now you're this age. It's so intense for us. I feel it really hard in the media right now. It's like really, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I hate the furthering of this, right? I'm the Bachelor.
Right. And Maria's 29 and she's 31. Like, I don't even get what the hell we're talking about here.
That too.
We're like nearing our mid-30s.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by friends who are married, having babies. Like, we're at that point.
Right.
29, 31, maybe where they're living.
It definitely is geographic.
Heavier, for sure geographic. Yeah. But...
I felt it at 30.
You did?
Oh, absolutely. I was like, fuck, I have 2 years.
Yeah.
I have 2 years left.
I feel like I really started feeling in the last, like, year.
Yeah.
The last, like, year or two, I guess. Or maybe since getting married. Maybe
I was going to say, probably pressure since you were getting married. Because it was intense. It was intense for you. Yeah.
But not this level of fragility. It seemed like they just blow them up and they go break.
I feel it. God. I felt it at 29. Felt it. Yeah, because people were asking me. Because I was single at 29. Oh, my God. Not even a prospect in sight. I was living in my parents' house. And people were asking me for my 30th birthday. I went on vacation alone. Like, I did some stuff that was, like, really hyper independent at that age. And people were like, ooh, shouldn't you be worried about something?
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel them. I feel that, you know, I get that. But why are we furthering this narrative?
Yeah, that's what is problematic for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, this whole I'm bullied, I feel bullied, like we just gotta, I just feel like we're misusing the word or we've become so sensitive.
Yeah.
I don't know which one is it, but both seem like problematic.
Yeah.
And it's conflicting. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to invalidate your feeling. You felt right. that, but mm-hmm. is that the word you want to use? Mm-hmm. There's got to be another.
There has word. To be another word to describe your feelings more accurately.
Yeah.
Because right now you're not describing your feelings accurately.
Right. It feels very misplaced and inaccurate.
You can say, I felt shamed. Mm-hmm. You can say that.
Maybe. Yeah.
I felt like shame on something that I was embarrassed about. Mm-hmm. You can say that. But mm-hmm. bullied is crazy.
Bullied is, come on, girl. So Maria, she's just turned up because she's like, I left this in the past.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think we were still here. Mm-hmm. Medina, please, next time, can we just talk? Like,
yeah.
Why
yeah.
are you taking this to Joey?
Who are you?
Yeah,
why
and
are
Sydney, you taking this to Joey? Yeah. Sydney, she said, Miss Troublemaker. You need to stop.
Now she's bullying.
Now,
now she said, oh.
You want to be bullying? I'm going to show you what bullying looks like. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
And yeah, Sydney's just trying so hard to make her out to be this villain.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
Maria is defensive.
Right.
And so she's looking like, rah, rah, rah. Like if Joey walked in on that, yeah. she would look nuts. But really, she's not doing nothing but no. defending herself over some BS allegations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So when this scene ended, I was like, the best thing that Maria could do is go to Joey and address it.
You think?
I've seen them give somebody a budget to hop in the SUV and go to Joey's place
oh
and do
God,
a sit-down
yeah,
talk.
Yeah,
that would have
yeah.
been the best thing for her to do, was to
that
insist, this is getting too big. I'm really scared she's going to get back to him. I
yeah.
want to get in front of it
yeah,
and get them to drive her over there.
Yeah.
Or, like, first thing when she sees him, addresses
yeah.
him.
Damn, yeah, because they probably would have fucked that night knowing him. He's ready to go with her.
Put it all out there.
Yeah. She's changing outfits and shit.
Changing outfits and shit.
Woo! Damn, Maria. You could have had it.
She could have had something. Could have got a little makeout session or something.
Yeah, definitely something.
But I was fully expecting that because we've seen that before where someone wants to get in front
yeah.
of the drama.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. I miss
yeah.
those days.
Yeah.
I remember Jed did that to Hannah Brown.
He did.
Or Jeb, whatever the fuck
Jeb,
his name was.
Whatever.
And played that guitar.
Ugh.
Sat there playing Wonderwall. Girl.
Ew. Oh my God. Back at the mansion, meanwhile, Descartes arrives for Jen.
Yeah.
Jen is getting the one-on-one.
Yeah.
Love is a wild ride, it says. And she's so adorable. Now,
yes,
she's
exactly.
So cute. Now, the next day,
mm-hmm.
the ladies around the house are talking about the drama. Joey was big mad last night. Girl,
mm-hmm.
did you hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the women seem to be on Maria's side.
Yeah.
That seems to be the general sentiment.
That's a wild turnaround.
Wild turnaround.
Man.
That's the low-key sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, where I really feel for Maria, she doesn't have anybody, like, loud and proud on her side.
Yeah, she's a loud one.
She's the loud one. Mm. Everybody's like, yeah, Sydney's on some bullshit. But they're whispering it.
Yes!
But
yes!
when they kind of went around, I was like, oh, everyone's, like, basically Team Maria.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, everyone's on her side. And, yeah, a lot of people think that Sydney's just doing the most. And Maria, her only thing, her only fault is that she's just bold and outspoken,
mm-hmm.
but they're like, she's not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how she is. So we see a moment where Maria and Medina fully clear the air. They were like, we're good. You saw, it was right before, Joey
Jen's
goes,
date?
Yeah, right before Jen's date.
What?
Maria and Medina had a little kiki.
Oh.
And they like squashed it. Medina's
perfect.
Like, I'm good. I'm over. Maria's like, cool. But Dina said, she was like, I'd love for all three of us to be good. Maria
yeah.
was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, she's like,
yeah.
I'm not trying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure they hugged it out. They dapped it up or something.
Perfect.
And they were fine.
Okay.
Totally fine.
Good.
Now, Joey and Jen, they go on their first date.
Mm-hmm.
And they're picking out wetsuits, surfboards, and have like a little beach day.
I thought this was the Julia Roberts Pretty Woman date.
Yeah. No.
When I saw them picking out shit, I was like, oh! Nope.
Just renting sweatsuits.
Oh,
sweatsuits. So yeah, they go to the beach. They're sitting and chatting. Honestly, it was just like two very pretty people talking.
I don't
know what the hell they're talking about.
I don't know either. I don't know why she got
she's
the
so
date
pretty.
Rose.
Yeah.
I don't know
I
anything.
Really got lost in her eyes, his eyes. I was like, oh,
and her
so
hair
cute.
Is real.
Mm, okay.
You know, that's really hers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, though.
That's it. Didn't catch a thing.
Oh,
nope. Catch a thing. But yeah, they, you know, they cheers. They have this little funny thing about cheersing, not looking at each other's eyes.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah.
They have, you know, a little time surfing.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, Joey could surf. He was up there. He was for real surfing.
Yeah, he lived there.
He lived there and he's
an athlete.
I was about to say very athletic.
Yeah.
So yeah, they lay in the beach, they make out. He says, you know, everything is so easy with her, you know, our lips just fit, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. It doesn't take much.
Yeah.
I'm a guy, you're a girl, I'm hot, you're hot.
Yeah.
We're at the beach. It's just gonna be a good time and nothing's happening. So for their little nighttime portion of the date, she on this cute little red little satin.
Loved it.
Me too. I love the shade of red as well.
Yes. I loved it.
That scary red.
Perfect lipstick red.
Yes. Right? It was very like a soft red.
Yeah. And she had a nice structure at the bottom.
Yeah.
It was like
a little structured dress. It was cute.
It's like a little tulip.
So yeah, Joey says going in, he felt some butterflies and is really excited to learn more. So we learned a little about Jen. She says she's had some bad relationships. She never thought she'd find love. She grew up with her parents having a very tumultuous relationship.
Yeah, what? Yeah,
fighting a lot in front of her. Just grew up in a very traumatic household.
Yeah.
Her dad slept in the basement for 6 years. Her parents were separated and living in the same house.
That sounds too like financial terrorism.
Yeah.
Because how you separate living in the same house, why would you do that besides... both of you can't have your own household.
Yeah.
You know?
God.
For each
That's
kid.
That's exactly what it is.
That has to be it, right? Because it's not like
both
you leave.
Of them to stay together.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't, like, leave and get a one bedroom. You got to leave and get a three bedroom.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oof.
Oof. And, yeah, so her dad was living in the basement. And
damn.
She felt very unwanted by her dad.
Yeah,
never
abandoned.
Really felt loved by him. Yeah, completely abandoned.
Yeah.
She said in the end they had no relationship and today he's not a part of her life.
Shit.
God. That was really sad.
That was really sad. There's a lot of understandably holes in that story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? How did it get that bad?
Right.
Woo.
And why you take it out on the kids? Like,
because they're the reason you can't get a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't stand them.
Yeah,
that happened. You know, people do their best.
I know.
And a lot of their times, their best is not enough for their kids.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was a big part of her, obviously.
Yeah.
She says...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me, it's been really stressing me out. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace.
Yeah.
We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
So sad.
She feels ready for love now. She feels like he's super genuine. She feels like she's been missing this type of person in her life, and she feels ready for it now.
Yeah.
So yeah, they go outside. There's like this fireworks.
I thought they were fireworks, but they were incredibly slow.
I don't know what they were.
I didn't know what that was either, girl.
But it said, in the sky, Jen, will you accept this rose?
Yeah.
Which obviously she did. Mm-hmm. Now, back at the mansion, another group date card arrives for all the other ladies.
Yeah, everybody else.
Yeah.
And says, I'm done playing singles. Love, Joey. So obviously, this is the tennis date.
Mm-hmm.
This is my worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare.
I don't want to do anything.
I would go right back to high school. I would be crying.
I do not want to do the sports date.
Nope.
So the next day they meet Joey at the tennis court.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some tennis legends there. Even I know these people.
I don't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I knew these. James Blake, I remember for sure. And Pam Shriver, her name for sure. And I was Googling, I was like, I don't know what this is, but her name.
Yeah, okay.
I know she's like a legend.
Isn't James Blake someone else as well?
James Blake is also a singer.
Got you. Yep. Okay, yeah. But I was like, is that Freedom? Or what's her name? What's the song on Lemonade?
Forward.
Yeah, you're right.
Forward.
Oh, like, damn, he plays tennis too. That's crazy.
Yeah, different James. But yeah, they're there for the date.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the ladies all learn to play tennis. And then the host arrives and mm-hmm. says there's a surprise in the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
So they go and there's like all these crazy costumes. And
love this.
I love this too.
Love this. I'm so happy it wasn't bikinis.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I think the last time we had that date, it was Claire.
Okay.
And they were like full blown.
Oh my God. They had the men out.
And they went naked. And they went home naked.
They went home naked. Walked into the house. All the guys were like, oh, horrified. It was like Blake Moynes and like a fucking jock strap.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think it was Yosef. I think Yosef killed it with his My Daughter Can't See Me and my dick slanging on TV.
That was Yosef. That's where it started. Oh my God. They used to also on Bachelor fully have them bitches mud wrestling in bikinis. Remember? They used to have those episodes.
Good old school nasty Playboy shoots.
Straight up. On The Bachelor. Y'all remember that? What season was that? Somebody let us know.
Not that long ago.
They definitely had... Yeah, it was not that long ago. We recapped it. I for sure remember. I don't know if that was Ari season or what that was. They had them girls wrestling.
Or pillow fights. Pillow in the fights. Negligees.
I think that's what I'm probably thinking of.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Woo. This I love.
Yes. Awesome,
some crazy outfits.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Not objectify everybody at the same time. Jesus. So yeah, they come out with the crazy outfits. They're having the Bachelor open, big crowd, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You got Autumn and Daisy dressed as babies, Rachel mm-hmm. and Star. Who the hell is Star?
Oh my God, I keep trying to really remember her. She spoke once.
I never heard it. I was like, who's that? And I saw her
star
name.
Star with two R's. I know a star with two R's. That's why.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's why I know her, I think. Oh, or I can remember. Pick her out. Yeah.
I forgot about her. And Lobster and Butter.
That's loved it.
Kelsey and Evelyn.
I love how it was a stick of butter. It wasn't a pad of butter. No, it was a stick. A Land O'Lakes stick of butter.
And then the Beehive with Caitlin and Jess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they, you know, play doubles, games, yeah. Whatever. And comes to the finals. Why are three out of the four finals blank?
Well.
The Serena so proud, y'all.
Yes, Serena, Coco.
Oh my God.
Naomi.
Yes, Coco.
Uh-huh. Oh my Taylor. God. All of them.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Evelyn, Rachel, and Kelsey T in the finals. And Star.
And Star.
Yeah. And Evelyn and Kelsey T won.
Mm-hmm. Lobster and Butter.
I know. And Serena and Venus out here.
Are we that hat?
Oh my God. Kelsey's little butter hat. That was so cute. That was a cute group date. So, time for a little cocktail party. Caitlin. Love Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's really... She's special. She's like a rocket scientist, no?
Literally. Yeah. Like a geologist or some shit. Yeah. Some type of physicist. I don't know. But, yeah, she's from Santa Fe. I remember she's Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's so cute. Mm-hmm. And very just, like, genuine. Mm-hmm. And, like, has a little quirky cuteness to her. Mm-hmm. So she shares with Joey that all of the women in her family are single.
Single. How crazy is that?
That's what she said. Her mom is... her mom has five sisters. All six of them are single.
And one brother.
And a brother.
Can you imagine the pressure on that brother?
I know. Whew. You know he got about six, seven kids.
You know he do. Just to distract.
Just to distract. So she's like, I'm here to break the family curse. Mm-hmm. You know, blah, blah, blah. But she's been in two serious relationships before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's been single for the past 2 years. Her mom... basically is single because she says she doesn't want to give up her independence.
Yeah.
And so her and Joey have this conversation just... oh, it's interesting. She's surrounded by, like, strong, independent women all around her. Mm-hmm. And... but she's still looking for love. And, yeah, she's, like, super accomplished, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. the whole idea of, like, she don't need a man, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But she wants a man. Yeah.
That's her.
Yeah. That's her through and through. And she's surrounded by women, and she sees how they get on just fine without a man. Uh-huh. But she's like, I still want one. And yeah, I thought she was so cute. Mm-hmm. I loved her.
Yeah, I love how she turned it around from a sob story of like, my mom isn't single and she's sad and she's lonely. My mom wants to go to the mall whenever she wants to, so she doesn't have a man. And I just want one because I'd like to go, you know, on vacation with someone. Yeah. Love it.
She made it very light.
Family
curse.
Like, yeah.
She made it less scary because that could also, depending on how she delivered it, you're right. Yes. Depending on how she delivered it, Joey could have been like, what the fuck is up with you and the ladies? What's going on in your family?
Yeah.
But she has a lightness to it, so
yeah. I wish Edwina had done that with her story of being the oldest daughter.
Yeah,
because honestly, when you've been through so much, you can be funny about it because you've been through so much.
Right.
So there's like a way to do it in these kind of group date situations where you got to keep it light.
Yeah,
I think.
But I think you have to have done some work and processing on it. Edwina was giving, like...
I know,
recent hurt. I'm going to talk about this a lot, and it's maybe the first time I'm saying all these things out loud. Like.
Yeah, or, like, to a romantic interest.
Right.
Like, explaining it back to someone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Feels pressure-filled, so... Rachel, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Love this little, like, sweat-back little low bun and the tube top. It's cute.
Yeah, she's matching him, low-key.
Mm-hmm. So they hug. As they're hugging, one of her million earrings gets caught on his sweater. Oh, which her earscape was cute.
It was cute, but some of those earrings, you know, you can't take them out.
Why?
Some of those earrings, like a surgeon has to take them out. They're like in there, like, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're like in there for real.
Yeah.
And they might not have the kind of back where you could just like pop it out. Put it back in. I don't know if she had that, but.
Yeah. She got a whole lot of ears.
Yeah.
Earrings.
Yeah.
So yeah, they sit, and I like how she is being very intentional with her time.
Mm-hmm.
She's making sure she's furthering her story with him every time.
Uh-huh.
Not spending no time on no drama. Mm-hmm. Like, she came in with the objective, I want to talk about my dad.
Yeah.
Now he reminds me of my father.
Yeah.
And yeah, she kind of gave this whole thing. Her dad is like the cutest, kindest little gentle soul.
Mm-hmm.
He really loves the shit out of her mom. He opens the doors, he cooks for her, all these little things. And he's just very gentle, and she sees that in Joey. And yeah, she got even a little emotional about that as well, which I love that for her.
Yeah,
I say that to Nate all the time. He reminds me a lot of my dad.
Yeah,
for similar reasons. They're very gentle, cool, calm, collective, very doting. Yeah, I like that. That'll get me emotional too.
Yeah.
When you're like
too.
Falling in love with this person.
Yeah.
And you see your dad in him. You're like, oh God, I've been looking for this all my life. Yeah.
That's one of the things that attracted me the most to Crunch. I tell him all the time. It was not his relationship with me. It was his relationship with Jenny. And his relationship to Victoria. And his relationship to my friends who were at the time higher up in the company than him. He could have been like, you know, mean to Jenny in a way, or demeaning, or asserting his dominance as a man to Jenny. He was always like, I have a question. When you have time? He was so respectful of her.
Yeah.
Always said, like, this should be my boss. Like, mm-hmm. just was never, like, oh, Victoria's so smart, all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
That is what made me so attracted
mm-hmm.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling that to someone who was his boss at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he's so respectful to women. And his boss goes, how do you know that? And I was like, this is how I know you're not.
You exactly. Like, you don't pay attention to how you treat women, sir. God. Yeah, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they make out. They like each other.
Yeah.
Kelsey T and Joey got a little moment.
Love
a little
the stress.
Tennis lesson turned into kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daisy. Miss
mm-hmm.
Daisy.
Yeah.
So he asks her, or she asks him if he has any questions for her. She feels like she laid a lot on him with the whole cochlear implant thing.
Right.
And she's like, I don't know if it was like too much, or, you know, she's like, I'm still learning about my implant, so mm-hmm. we can learn together. So she kind of let him touch it and mm-hmm. kind of explore it a little bit. And she's trying to get comfortable with it. He's trying to get comfortable with
it. Yeah.
It was cute. Now, the group date, Rose went to Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Well deserved.
Yep.
Loved it. I love how he's awarding these group date roses.
Yes, properly.
Properly.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm appreciating this. Now, back at the house, we got Leah and Sydney on the couch talking shit.
Oh, jeez.
The bad look for Leah. Leah.
You're already a polarizing figure.
I was about to say, how the mighty have fallen. Because went from the first impression Rose. I was like, oh, she's so cute. Look at her cast bios. So she pissed me off from night one with that dumb shit with the fire. To now she's Sydney's bestie in the house. Girl, it's not good look, Leah. What is happening?
But she's 23. She doesn't know what she's doing.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
All these girls in the house, she's your best friend.
I know. The one who's, like, definitely ostracized.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody's on her team.
Nobody's trying to kick it with Sydney because she's starring drama. Who wants to be a part of that? And you keep curled up on the couch with her.
And she's probably one of the best friends Sydney could make because of that decision that Leah did to throw that in the fire.
Mm.
Joey thinks she's like an angel because of that.
Yeah.
So she's a good ally.
Oh my God.
Damn, Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah, Sydney knows what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Sydney's in her professional talk about she doesn't like Maria and she's such a mean girl and Leah's trying to give her advice, saying, like, you know, this is your opportunity to show Joey you're a well-valued woman. Girl, if you don't get off of TikTok with these terms.
I know, that is definitely
that's a term of some sort.
Yeah.
Like, girl, stop. And yeah, Sydney now is just painting this whole mean girl. Maria's a mean girl.
Yeah.
No one else has used the term mean girl this episode to describe Maria, but Sydney.
That's another one that's got loose meaning.
That's another one.
And we need to tighten that up.
What
does a mean girl mean?
Yeah.
What are we doing? And how, if you don't call a mean girl, if you call somebody else a mean girl, does that absolve you from being also mean?
I mean, that's how she's using it.
Yeah.
That's what she's thinking is happening.
Interesting.
I'm calling her mean girl first. You're a mean girl. No, I keep it called it. Woohoo! Like, girl. Ridiculous.
Yikes.
Okay, the next day, everyone's in good spirits.
Mm-hmm.
The host announces there's no cocktail party. They're going to have a KFC-sponsored pool party.
This will be me.
What? I've been running outside, sprinting for dinner. They catch me in slow-mo, like,
oh my God, like, homegirl flew over the table.
Yes, Evelyn. I would have been busting through. I haven't KFC in so long. As long as they had some chicken strips. Because
they gotta have chicken strips, biscuits with
biscuits,
syrup or honey or something.
Gravy on the side.
Yeah.
Some gravy. Their bone chicken is very greasy.
Yeah.
That I remember not liking. But they can't go wrong with chicken strips.
You can't go wrong with chicken strips for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're okay. To me, the best part of KFC was the wedges. And now the wedges are gone.
Oh, they don't have them no more?
They got regular fries now.
Why they do that?
I don't know.
Your fry is what like makes you distinct.
Breaks.
Yeah, that's what makes you distinct.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they get rid of that? Their
Those
wedges.
Spicy seasoned wedges are delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, KFC pool party. All the girls seem hype. I know damn well not none of them have had KFC.
Oh my god.
Ever or in years.
Oh my god. Medina's probably sweating. She's a bodybuilding competition lady.
I know.
I know she was activated. Lord.
Like fuck. Ooh. So Joey shows up and yeah, he gets some time with some of the ladies and is excited to catch up with some of the ones he hasn't talked to in a minute. Meanwhile, Sydney, drama queen, is just brewing, talking shit. Talking to some lady, anybody who will listen to her, you know, he deserves to know the truth. I can't let a mean girl continue to be a mean girl.
And just... Even that sentence is so elementary in grammatical format, in description, in meaning. It's just so childish.
Yeah. I'm like, she has no self-awareness. Like, she doesn't hear herself. She's not outside of herself. Like, I have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm on The Bachelor. I'm on ABC.
Yeah.
I can marry this fine-ass man, or I can make it to paradise and start my career. Yeah. She has a vintage clothing shop. I can get some business for my shop. She had one of the coolest jobs in the little cast bio.
Yeah.
All of these opportunities before me, and I'm only going to be here for a finite amount of time.
Right.
Because chances of me, my chance with him is 1 in 32. Like, I just have to shoot it like I'm not going to win this. And you are deciding to spend your time doing this.
You know what is confusing, though, I'm sure, about Sydney's viewpoint at this moment is that Maria, again, even like we said at the top of the episode, to me, like, filming someone like Maria, the chances of her getting on my nerves are so high that she probably thought she's an easy target, you know? Because she probably thought they're probably going to edit her into whatever they want her to
be.
So let me, you know, I don't like this man. So let me try and, you know, figure out a storyline with her, I guess. That's the chance that I would take, though, because she's not... Maria, I could see if I was in the house, I would be like, oh, she's not going to look good on TV.
Yeah, I could see them, because she's... Anyone who's just doing a lot, you're putting out a lot out there for them to manipulate and edit into... We don't know yet. It could be good. It could most likely be villainous or just not a great look. So, yeah, she maybe, like, targeted her in that way.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not saying she's that intelligent.
Yeah, I don't know if she's that calculated.
Or calculated, not intelligent.
She's trying. She's. I think she's assuming some mean girl edit is happening to Maria.
I think so.
And she's trying to breathe into it. And she's maybe assuming that because her producer is telling her that. That really could also be
that it. That could be it.
She's like steamrolling ahead. That is it. Yeah. The way she's moving so like express on this mean girl path. It's like someone is gassing her and telling her like, you know, they're already making her look like this. Just like continue on it. Nuts. Now, Sydney takes it upon herself to sit with Joey. And she's like, Maria started attacking Medina. And I just couldn't sit there and let her be attacked.
I just couldn't do it as Miss Massachusetts Teen 2008. I could not just lay idle.
And watch Medina her be attacked like so. And I told her she was being insensitive. And then she attacked me. And I just sat there and held my composure. She literally said that. I sat there and held my composure. I hate girls like this.
I know.
I really do.
You've talked about how these are the scariest type of
girls. They are the scariest types of girls. Yeah. They're usually white. They usually look like Sydney.
I don't know why they usually Yeah, I don't know why either.
At least on this show, it's usually a blonde. It's usually a blonde white girl. I don't know why. I just can't. They are the scariest type of people. Because Joey sat right there and he was believing everything she
said. That up. Because honestly, that's a good storytelling
as
well.
It's a great little story. Oh my god. But they really, they could get people in trouble. The way that they just lie with such a bold face like that is really scary.
Especially knowing it's just about the type of person that we're talking about. Knowing that that's how they act, even when there's cameras, is even more scary to me.
It's wilder.
Yeah. Because I'm like, what are you making up at work?
Right.
You making up shit about people all the time. Shit. You twist people all kinds of ways. Yeah. Oh lord. Oh, those people are so exhausting.
That's a producer is really up in her ear. She really felt like they had the footage to back up everything she was saying. Because that's the only thing I can think. That's wild to get up here and just lie blatantly. Unless you weren't solid in your thinking. That, like, there's footage to show, and they're going to make me look like I was composed. Or something. I don't fucking know. It's terrifying, though. But yeah, she verbally attacked me. She called me embarrassing, weird, and dumb. Like, literally had the three words lined up.
And that's what she looks like now.
Embarrassing, weird, and fucking dumb.
You look all three, all Sydney. Oh, Lord.
And I just walked away. So Joey, he says, he's like, I trust Sydney. Like, she has no reason to lie. Like,
yeah, that was such a long,
it's such a elaborate
story, elaborate
specific words, yeah, details.
yeah.
And he's like, wait, what? So he grabs Maria to talk, and Maria, she gave herself the illest setup by not grabbing addressing Joey first.
Yeah,
she could have got all ahead of this.
Yeah, that's the thing about Maria's self-awareness, she doesn't have it with others. So she doesn't know that Sydney is going to try to ruin her life.
Yeah. Which is she ridiculous. Doesn't think
that.
Yeah.
And she says that even here.
She's also like, sitting by the pool posing her little bikini. Like, she also here for other things. But girl, she was. Her cute little bikini. I love her. Her cute little bikini. Girl, get to work. You got drama to dispel. The fuck? She gave herself the ill setup for that.
Geez.
As soon as he came to the party, I would even told the girls too, like, look.
Yeah.
Please give me 5 minutes. I'm gonna grab Joey. I'm gonna try to squash this shit, then we can move on.
But we can all get time.
And we can all get time. I have to clear my name. I can't do this. She didn't do that. So yeah, Joey and Maria talk, and all the ladies are pissed because they're missing time now. They're just swept up in this drama, which always, and it's at the pool party. I put on my cute little bikini.
And it's sponsored. I gotta sit here and eat this chicken.
Right. Just watch myself get bloated. He hasn't even seen my cute little cheeks yet. I gotta walk up to him and, like, suck in my belly. His 8'4" legs of fried chicken. God, I'd be so mad. You know, that's not, all the girls in there eating and they're just pissed because they're not getting time.
Yep.
God. So she sits with Joey. She's kind of astonished that this is happening.
Yeah, she's flabbergasted.
She tells him her side and she's like, look, I've been bullied before. This is not that.
This is not that. Yeah, this is not bullying.
This is not that. And she, you could see her getting like upset because she says, she's like, I just feel like I'm not being received as good as I am here.
Yeah. She really thought her time with the girls was going to be the least of her worries.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm just so astonished that I'm not getting along with these girls. Like, this is not me. Like, at all. I don't understand.
That makes me want to know more. I'm excited for her hometown because she's the ringleader.
Yeah.
Of all the girls, she goes out, she gets the hookah.
Yeah.
And she's the ringleader.
She's it. Yeah. She gives me girl energy.
Yes.
She definitely does. Even the way she, I mean, she, and Sydney's on her last nerve, so she came at her sideways when she was like, you a troublemaker or whatever. But at that point, you had already wronged her a million times. But before, when she tried to talk to Medina, when she tried to talk to Sydney, she's coming at a place of understanding. She's not coming for their neck like we've seen other girls come for their neck.
Yes.
She's really not.
Yes. Other girls, especially girls under the age of 27, would have been like, well, that old bitch deserved it because she's an old crotchety bitch and she's 31 and she's just mad because her ovaries are drying up and I'm here and I'm a young girl. Like, they would have been so much worse, but she was really nice about it and that's why she's mad.
Yeah. And like confused. She's like, I don't understand. I'm trying to do all the right things, but... So she's like, this is a surprise to me. Like, she looks very, like, visibly flabbergasted. Yeah. And Joey sees that. So now he's confused.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, she looks genuinely confused.
But I was told a very specific story from someone else.
Which is now starting to feel like some lies.
Yep.
So Maria says to him, look, if you like Sydney, there's no way you can like me.
I love this.
We are completely different.
I love this.
Yeah.
If this is my last party here, this is it.
This is it.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Enjoy your KFC.
Yeah.
Code Maria 10.
Yeah.
Done.
That's
it. Yeah. I love how she, not self-eliminated.
No.
But she was like, you know what? If you don't like Sydney, this is not for me, actually.
Yeah. Put it very clear.
I actually need to go.
Yeah.
I love how she put it back on him. Ooh. That was good.
Yeah. And when she said that, that's when Joey said he he's like, I should have asked more questions.
Yeah.
It made him really realize he didn't ask Sydney shit.
He was like, wait, do I like Sydney?
No fucking Sydney. Yeah. I don't even actually know that girl. Why did I just believe her?
Yeah.
I'm seeing like Maria, who's clearly in the right. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like Boo Boo the Fool. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what he needs to do is pull like three girls in the house that he trusts.
Yeah, yeah.
Three girls he trusts, or girls who already have a rose.
Yeah,
so they don't really have anything to lose.
Yes, I'm gonna fight about.
And just get the real tea.
Yeah, definitely.
Just sit one-on-one. Edwina, what's up?
That would be the first person.
That's the first one I'll grab.
The one who laughed at the talent, come with me.
Yeah.
Because you can't lie.
You can't lie.
You can't hold it in.
Right.
So come with me, and we'll talk about
Lexi.
On?
Yeah, Lexi,
you're 30, you're confident.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just get to the bottom of this, because this is so stupid.
Yeah.
So Joey leaves, and like 15 girls didn't get no time. <I know. laughs> This always happens when they have a pool party.
No, always.
It's always around drama.
It's always dramatic. Mm-hmm.
And so the ladies are sitting around, and Sydney's still going on and on about being attacked. Oof. And Maria just says to her, well, Joey was really confused when we talked, so I don't think your answers gave him any clear clarity.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you're talking about. Here's Sydney. She's being manipulative. There she goes, guys, with the manipulation. Like, Maria can't win. She can't say anything.
Again, Sydney's like buzzwords.
Yeah.
Manipulation, girl boss, gatekeep, gaslight. Like, what?
Mean girl.
Yeah, mean girl. Yeah.
God, bully. What? Ridiculous. Time for the rose ceremony. Evelyn is pissed and bald again.
Oh,
poor Evelyn.
Oh
my god. If I was Evelyn, I would have steamrolled through that conversation with Sydney and said, Scoop, let me get the real tea. Because I ain't got time for this, Joey. I gave him my job. I gave him my this. I gave him my that. I'm not going to sit here and waste time.
Mm-mm.
You want the real tea on what's happening in the house?
Yeah.
I will give it to you straight. I don't owe nothing to these girls. I'm not friend with neither of one of them. We can all kick rocks while I care. They're not my friends. I want you. Here's what's happening.
Oh, Lord.
But she can't. So she has to sit in the background and miss time again.
Mm.
So yeah, we're going to the rose ceremony. A lot of pissed, annoyed girls didn't get time. First rose goes to Lexi.
Lexi, yep.
Leah gets the next rose.
Mm-hmm.
Medina, she's super anxious. She's like, I didn't get to talk to him. And the time I got to talk with him was just about the drama.
About nothing. Mm-hmm.
Which was your fault, girl. Sorry. I don't feel no type of way.
Okay.
Next was, that was her fault.
I know
it just was.
Yeah.
Next was Kelsey T got a rose. Mm-hmm. Rachel, Medina did get a rose. Daisy, Autumn, Edwina, Roses. Allison, little sister, she's still there. Maria got a rose.
Yeah.
And then the last rose, the people who were left were Sydney, Evelyn, Star, and Carissa. And of course, the last rose was a producer pick. And it went to Sydney. So we gotta say goodbye to some POCs.
Yeah.
Evelyn, shoes in hand.
Oh, God. She just knew she was going home.
Oh, my gosh. She took them shoes off and was sobbing and walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. She couldn't even look Joey in the eye.
I know.
So sad.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
This is one of the worst eliminations because it's the elimination right before they go somewhere.
Damn.
So you could have gone somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. You just didn't get a fair shake.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carissa, she also went home.
I don't even know who that is.
Some girl.
Okay.
She's like very tan. She looks maybe Hispanic.
Okay.
Latina, you know, of some sort. Then Star also went home. So
mm-hmm.
Now Maria, she's like, I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to leave the drama behind. Like, I'm so over this.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, meanwhile, is in her confessional still talking about, I'm not going to let the mean girl win. And I'm the only one who's not afraid of her. She's living in some other fairy tale book that ain't nobody living in.
There's no fear to be had,
who's
ma'am.
Who's afraid of Maria? What's the fear?
And actually, the only one who should be afraid of her is you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Which you will see on this two-on-one to come. So we got the preview for next week, which is
two nights. Bachelor events.
Lord have mercy.
So we gotta adjust our production
schedule.
We
gotta figure this out. I made a note. I was like, fuck.
I'm
going to record next week. Shit. So we're off to Malta. So they're on their first little international trip.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Lexi's getting a date. Rachel's getting a date. Kelsey A, Kelsey T. I don't know.
Yeah, which one?
Both of them were in the previews. Mm-hmm. Kissing, look like they got some time. We have Lexi, very emotional, saying she's like never felt like this. Mm-hmm. Feels so much happiness in her heart. Lots of making out. Then we have some drama.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Leah. Again, as I said, the mighty have fallen. Leah, who's supposed to be our little angel cherub, staying out the drama, is in the drama, telling Medina how she switched up. That's going to get in my last stir, because I feel like what Medina now is learning her lesson is, like, I need to stay out of the drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I never thought I was going to be here and be a part of drama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then now here, Leah and Sydney still trying to hang on to this drama. Yeah. And now they're like, you're supposed to be on our side. Mm-hmm. Medina's like, I don't want anything to do with either one of you. So stop. So that's going to happen. We have some fight that's going to happen. Somebody saying, grow the fuck up, bitch.
Ooh.
And then we see Sydney and Maria on a 2-on-1.
Yeah, on a boat.
On a boat.
Can't get off a boat.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Joey and Maria getting into it. Mm-hmm, and it does not. She's just on the defensive now. Her whole little journey is just getting tainted.
Oh, it sucks.
And Joey doesn't know what to believe. Because he don't actually know her either.
No, he doesn't. And that's part of why he likes her.
Mm-hmm.
So this is annoying for him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, that was the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This ultimate question.
Yeah.
If you're attracted to my enemy, could you be attracted to me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think for men, no, in terms of like partnership, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of like finding a partner.
Mm-hmm.
I think for men who are looking for women, no.
Because
I think you just, at some point, Cindy's going to do that to you.
Mm.
There's no, like, she's already twirling you around the world with these made up stories. Like, there's no way that you're going to actually like her. There's no way that you can like a girl's girl and then like somebody who's like not this. A girl's girl.
Yeah,
like this.
That's true. Yeah.
For men, though, I haven't met a whole lot of men who don't have a great reason why their arch nemesis is their arch nemesis.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of guys have arches.
They don't have them.
That's hard to come by.
Yeah.
Guys don't really care that deeply to then have a guy who's like their arch nemesis. Yeah.
Like that kind of polarizing thing. Like, if you like him, you'll never like me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not really true. We have all kinds of types of guys we like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look over the husband we fight over. Travis Barker? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I think for women who like men, it's different. You absolutely can. But for men who like women, no. No way.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, in the whole Maria and Sydney situation, if they actually sit and talk, like, if they actually are that different from each other.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
That's a good
point. Like, we're seeing one very small aspect of them, but I wonder if they're more similar than they even think.
Realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you can match with someone on core values and interests and things. And they can fulfill you in some ways. And then you can meet someone else who matches you with other core values.
Mm.
And those people are kind of different people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I do. That's right. I see what she's saying. I hear her 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think people are just like, can fulfill you in different ways. And those people are different people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be attracted to both of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I wanted to share. Okay, so Nate and I were watching Ready to Love recently. And
what city are they?
They are in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a rough season.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So far.
Yeah.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
What you want.
Oh, God. Okay, okay.
And they had this, there's another similar phrase like this whole thing. Mm. If you see a lineup of my exes, they all look different.
Mm-hmm.
People always say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Nate, because Nate and I talked about this, you look at his exes, we all look very different.
Yeah.
Look very different. I mean, blonde, white girl, Costa Rican,
brunette,
like very athletic girl, black girl, like all look different. And then I think personality, interest, but like we all are very different people too.
Just A names. A names N and A.
Oh my God, is it? Yes, we talked about this. That's great.
Which is, you know, that is crazy.
Yeah. But look very different and then are very different people.
Right.
And he was in a relationship with all you know, all of us.
Yeah.
So I think there is some truth or some way that you can be attracted to people of different reasons. I think it's because they're fulfilling different aspects of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. And it's just whatever you want to bring out for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoever you choose.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. What is the thing that you need fulfilled forever?
Uh-huh.
That is the person you end up with ultimately.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know. Mm-hmm. Have you dated enemies?
Have you dated enemies?
I would love to hear that. I would love to hear just like the men, like why were these men enemies if you're a woman writing
it? Yeah, that's also weird.
Yeah, what was that? But yeah, have you dated like enemies before? Like what was it that attracted you to each of them?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or just like, yeah, if you've seen someone date very different people and then it worked out very well with all of them or not. Email us, twobuckgirlsonerose@gmail.com. And that's it, guys.
That's it.
Rate, review, subscribe if you like our episodes. Hit the 5-star and write us a nice little review.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/twobuckgirlsonerose.
Mm-hmm.
All of our hot takes on Bachelor Nation news, ad-free video, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok. Tag us in your story. Share us with the world. And we'll see you guys next week.
We sure will. I think for fucking Love is Blind is back.
Love is Blind is back, baby.
Back next week.
Yes.
For so much television. Good God almighty.
God. See you later, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.